What exactly do you think you're doing? Oh, so you admit it. Not only a thief, but a brazen one. This is my well, on my property. What claim do you have to my water? A village of thieves, then. And you've done this before. My, my. The charges just keep mounting. Ignorance is no excuse. But please, do keep talking. It's quite a sight to see one dig one's grave so quickly. It's a turn of phrase. I'm not going to eat you. I'm not a barbarian. But you have been stealing from me. And I can't just brush that aside, little one. Actions have consequences. You know, just because I'm bigger than you and stronger than you doesn't mean I don't have worries of my own. It doesn't mean I don't have needs. Tell me, human, why should your need for water trump my own? To the point of theft? And clean water is so hard to come by lately. I'm going to need some compensation for my hardship. I don't want your money. I have no use for it. Even if I wanted to spend it, where would I go? The sound of my footsteps alone is enough to send most shopkeepers running, and long before currency could exchange hands. You don't understand what it's like for our people to be turned away at every corner simply from the merit of our births. Would you wish to be judged as though you were the worst of your kind as well? Because it is less difficult than nuance. Should your personhood be nullified, your actions erased for ease of judgment? Yet you treat us just the same. To call it humanity is the greatest irony, don't you think? I'm sure you are, now that you've been caught. You can't just steal from me, little one. Not without paying the price. I told you, I don't want your money. Besides, there are more ways to pay than coin. No, not that. Not that either. Though you make some tempting offers, human, there is but one thing I require. It gets so lonely in that cavernous, empty house. And I've always wanted a pet. Especially one as cute as you. Well, if you aren't a pet, then you're a thief. And I'm afraid I can't let thieves live. It just encourages them. And I wouldn't. I would just step on you, silly. A merciful death. At least in comparison. Though I would rather not kill you at all. No. So don't bother trying to bargain your way out of this. I know what I want. Now tell me, what do you want? Are you really hesitating? Is your freedom that important to you? How naive to think you have ever truly tasted freedom. Yet you toil day in and day out in servitude of the king, do you not? It is your labor that is responsible for the throne on which he sits. And what is your reward? To struggle and suffer once again in glory of his reign. You would sooner die by my hand than give up your life of toil and drudgery under a tyrant's rule. Please, I would never require so much of you, or give so little. A pet is not just a subject to be abused, a means to an end. It's a beloved companion, one to cherish and adore. Poor dear. So accustomed to such abuse, you even argue in its favor. But things don't have to be like that. With me, you can spend your days in blissful relaxation. All your needs tended to and cared for. And you would spend your nights taking care of my needs. You wouldn't be just another pawn to expend. You would be mine. And that is the most valuable thing a human can be. You would be my treasure. Now tell me, when was the last time you felt that kind of love and adoration? Well, you're wrong. How would you know anyway? Come on, little one. Give me a chance. Let me show you how amazing it is to be my pet. After a fortnight in my care, you'll never want to leave again. I swear it. And if you do, even after everything I've done for you, well, then I'll consider it. So, do we have a deal? Since it seems you can't make up your mind, I'll have to do it for you. And you would have made such a good pet. Don't worry. I'll make it quick. I knew you would come to your senses. Took you long enough. So stubborn. I think I have a bit of a brat on my hands. Exactly what a brat would say. But it's fine. Actually, it's better than that. I like a challenge. Of course you wouldn't. You're going to be a perfect little angel for me, aren't you? You're a much better thief than a liar, pet. Just behave yourself and I won't have to discipline you. See? You're still arguing. Maybe you want to be punished. I'm sure that can be arranged. I'd really rather wait until we got home to do it. But if you keep pushing it, then prove it to me. I'm taking you home, little one. And I don't want to hear one word out of that adorable mouth of yours until we get there. And if you can't hold your bratty tongue, well, then I'll know you want it. Now, behave yourself. And hold on tight.